This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Blackfeet Nation in Montana is getting some help toward its goals of reforming agriculture on the reservation for access to more healthy local food. Barriers include complicated land management regulations and a lack of processing facilities. Aaron Bolton has more.
The Blackfeet recently celebrated receiving a $1 million grant from the Foundation for Food and Agricultural Research during North American Indian Days in Browning. The tribe, Montana State University, and others are matching with another $1 million. The funding will propel 5 years of research within the tribe's Agricultural Resource Management Plan. Project manager Lauren Birdrattler says that plan touches everything from international trade agreements to incentivizing production of more foods in line with the traditional Blackfeet diet, specifically foods rich in omega-3.
When you look at omega-3 content, we put 40,000 head of cattle into the feeder market every year, and by doing so, they become corn finished. And so when you corn finish beef, it eliminates all of the omega-3, you know, which is a natural antidote to the detrimental effects of sugar and fructose.
Montana State University doctoral researcher Jill Falcon Mackin's work, funded by the grant, could help by leveraging funding for initiatives like the construction of a local USDA meat processing plant
system and get those healthy foods delivered first to our children, our seniors, our grocery stores, things up here that are going to make a real difference in just access to healthy foods.
The grant will also fund research on the health benefits of the traditional Blackfeet diet and on issues around managing tribal trust land in an effort to craft proposals asking Congress to remove some of the more cumbersome regulations Native trust landowners face. Again, Lauren Birdrattler.
At the very end of the day, it creates the legal infrastructure for the Blackfeet tribe to really control its own destiny economically through health and nutrition and through our most precious resource, our youth.
So, research funded by the grant will begin this year. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
The Cleveland, Ohio City Council has passed a resolution declaring August 9th of each year as Indigenous Peoples Day. It's an effort by the city to promote the well-being and growth of the Native community. Members of the Native community wanted the city to drop Columbus Day in October and instead celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. Councilman Bashir Jones sponsored the resolution and joined the Lake Erie Native American Council and community members in May. But members of the Italian community opposed the move. The City Council Wednesday compromised on the resolution, moving the day to August. Meanwhile, other cities and institutions are moving to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day on the second Monday in October. The Moorhead, Minnesota City Council this week approved a resolution to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day on Columbus Day. And the University of North Dakota has replaced Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. The university's academic calendars were updated last week with the change. The Grand Forks Herald reports, the move comes after the city of Grand Forks recently adopted Indigenous Peoples Day and encouraged other cities and institutions in North Dakota to do the same. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe in South Dakota has declared a state of emergency. Recent storms have caused historic flooding and infrastructure loss. The tribe has closed several Bureau of Indian Affairs routes, declaring all BIA roads with culverts to be in critical condition. The weather has not only impacted aging infrastructure, but has also isolated areas of the reservation and has caused fatalities. The tribe is seeking federal assistance. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for journalism that raises the awareness of child well-being to citizens and to policymakers provided by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, building a brighter future for children, families, and communities. Information at aecf.org. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.